Welcome back to Unjaded. I'm excited today because I'm doing an overview, a little mini reading of a manifestor chart. And readings are some of my favorite things to do in human design because we can learn so much about a person just by looking at their blueprint. So today I'm going to be unpacking the design of Allie, and I invite you to follow along with your own human design chart.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So today we're diving in on a manifestor design. And this particular manifestor chart is in the show notes for you so that you can take a look there and you'll maybe see what I'm seeing or get a little bit of a feel for how this human design art meets science works. I'm just going to be doing a high-level overview. We're not looking at all of the intricacies of her chart. We're just going to go through it in a few minutes and get some of her life themes, some of the ways that this plays out for her. So for the purposes of this podcast episode, we're going to call this person Allie, just to give me a name to refer to. That is not her real name. And we're going to look at Allie in the context of her own life, her family or her relationships, and her business, because she is an entrepreneur as well. And that's what I'd really love for you to take away from these episodes anytime that you're listening, is that human design is something that you really live in all of your life. It's not just something that you come into for your business or for your relationship or to find your purpose. I mean, those are all great things to use your design for, but design is a big picture and it's going to affect every area of your life. And the call is really to live your design. So many times I have people asking me for a cheat sheet or a shortcut or some way that I can just give them the Cole's notes. There are no Cole's notes for your design. I would say that, you know, start with your type and strategy, and you're going to hear that all over the place. Always come back to your type and strategy, but there's so much more to it than that. You know, you can go through your whole life thinking, well, I'm a manifestor, so this, or I'm a projector, so that. And there are many, many intricacies in your design. And that's the work. That's the work that we get to do, is really living our design and unpacking all of the little pieces and the nuances as we go through life. You're not going to get it all at once. You're probably going to have a few readings. You're probably going to be called back into pieces of your design as things come up for you in your life. And you won't really be able to work through them until you're in a situation where you're faced with, oh, this is how that shows up in my design. So hopefully that makes sense to you and gives you a little bit of hope and encouragement if you are new to the road of human design. It takes years and years to really learn and understand our unique design and grow into it, grow back into it, right? Because we've all been conditioned away from how we're here to be. So without further ado, let's meet Allie. Allie is a manifestor, and manifestors make up just 9% of the population. So they're pretty special beings. We're all special beings. Manifestors making up a small percentage of the population. They're a little more unique. And manifestors, what makes manifestors manifestors is that they have an undefined sacral center. So the sacral is the second box from the bottom of your chart. And they have a motor defined to the throat. The throat center is a third from the top. So that center is always going to be defined. And there's going to be a motor defined to it for a manifestor. In this case, Allie has her will center, which is the little red triangle with the four gates in it. The will center is defined through the spleen to her throat. Oh, actually the root center is defined to her throat as well. So she's got two motors there. I digress. I just see things as I go along. Just for your interest, I don't really prepare for these off-the-cuff readings because I find that my intuition guides me better if I am just looking at the chart fresh. So that's what we're doing here. And when you're in a reading with me, I am what's called a quad right in human design. So if you look at the chart in the show notes, you'll see little arrows by the head center. And all of my arrows point right. 0.05% of the population has quad right like I have. So what happens when you're in a reading situation with me is that you will draw out of me what you need to know. And I won't even know that I know that until it comes out of you. I'm going to give you an example of that before we dive into Allie's design here. We did a reading for this person's son. And we were just going through the basic things, you know, generator and, you know, whatever, that the school is wanting him to be medicated. And mom is saying, no, that's not the answer. And digging into his human design to find out how she can help him. And side note, there's a lot of help within your human design chart or your child's human design chart. And we landed on this little piece of the puzzle that I didn't even know she needed to know, and she didn't even know she needed to know, and it has changed everything for this child in his days at school. And imagine what that will do for the rest of his life. He's, I think, 8 now. So that's just a little bit of how I approach human design. I find that it's better to, for me, it's better to just dive in blind. So that's what we're doing here. Okay, so we know what makes Allie a manifester. We know that she has an undefined sacral and a defined throat. And what we know about these two centers in human design is that the throat center is all about manifestation. And try not to think about that as manifestation like you would think about it, you know, I'm going to manifest $1 million. It's the action piece of human design. It's the place where things get started, where things get manifested, where things start to happen is in this defined throat. And that's what makes manifestors able to initiate, is that they have a motor defined to the throat. So her strategy is actually to initiate. She's the only human design type. Manifestors are the only human design type that are here to get things started. And she has a lot of starting energy in her design. Some of her format energies from her root to her sacral are starting energies. You know, she has gate 3, she has gate 53. Gate 53 is her conscious sun. Gate 53 is all about new beginnings. And her conscious sun, our conscious sun, is all about what we're here to be, who we're here to be. 70% of your design goes through your conscious sun, which is gate 53, the gate of beginnings for her. So there's a lot of starting energy in her chart outside of her being a manifester, which again is me bringing you back to the fact that your design is more than your type. Your design is the nuances in your chart. The sacral center in human design is the center for life force and workforce energy, and it's undefined in Allie. So Allie is here to be wise about life force and workforce energy. She's not designed to work in the traditional sense. A regular 9-to-5, 5 days a week job is probably not the thing that's going to be the best thing for her. She may burn out doing that. What she needs are cycles of rest, and she needs that in a couple of places in her design. But as far as her sacral center goes, she's designed to have cycles of rest, and she's designed to have wisdom around when she needs to rest, wisdom around being okay with needing rest. Passive income streams in her business are going to be really, really important for her. So if there's a way that she can set up some passive streams or semi-passive streams so that she can work in cycles. Her will center is also defined. It's beautifully defined. 75% of the gates are lit up here. So reminder that will center is the tiny little red triangle, and she has 3 of 4 gates defined. So the will center can push through and push through and push through and push through. And I see this a lot in clients who are projectors and manifestors. So an undefined sacral and a defined will is quite a combination, because when that sacral energy that isn't there is used up and you're beyond exhausted, you keep pushing through that will center energy, because the will center can just, it's willful, right? It can just keep going and going and going. The will center is designed for work. If you have a defined will center and an undefined sacral, and people are saying to you, well, you should be tired all the time, or you should be needing rest, or you may be looking around and thinking, what the heck are you talking about? Like, I'm not tired all the time. I can work, I can outwork anybody. And yes, you probably can with your defined will center, but it doesn't mean you should. The will center is designed to work in cycles as well. So you've got that coming at you if with an undefined sacral and a defined will center in a couple of places in your design. You're designed for cycles of rest. So that's what makes Allie a manifestor, is this undefined sacral and this defined throat. What we're looking at here is someone who gets inspired by absolutely everything in life. She has lots and lots of questions about why are things the way they are and how can they be different. There's some doubt here, some confusion that comes up for her around decisions. She has loads of ideas, so many ideas. If there were an idea that was the idea ocean, you know, some of us would go with a teaspoon, some with a tablespoon, some with a little bucket, and Allie would go with a tanker truck and keep going back to refill. She has so many ideas, but she's here to steward those ideas. She's here to hold those ideas until it's the right time to share them with the right person. They're not her ideas. She has a lot of projected energy in this Ajna center, or the center of her mind. She knows a lot of things. She has a lot of ideas, but she has uncertainty around those things. And she's very open-minded. She'll be able to really flow with the ideas that come into her mind. The temptation may be to share them with others before the time is right for that. One of the things that Allie will question a lot in life is her direction. She's, you know, she's going to be someone who is geographically sensitive. And the thing is, for someone with this is about her G center, the triangle in the middle of the chart is undefined for her. It's completely open, no gates. something that she has to remember is that if she's in the wrong place, she's with the wrong people. And if she's in the right place, she could be with the right people. But she's going to feel it in her body. I've heard people with this center undefined say to me, or I've had people say that to me, that they actually feel a click in their body when they're in the right place with the right people. And I've also had people say to me with this center undefined that they'll even go to a store and they just feel this, like, this is not for me today, and they leave. They don't even do their groceries or whatever errand it was that they were looking to do, because they just know that it's not the right place for them to be in. So geographically sensitive, and also sensitive to her direction in life. And she's here to be wise about direction in life. So she may be someone who can actually gain wisdom and learn all about the direction in life and help others in her business. She has a lot of leadership, influential leadership in her design as well. So maybe influencing others in the direction that they should be taking will be something that will work for her. Allie has an ability to see patterns. She sees patterns. She doesn't want to repeat past patterns. She's going to be learning about past patterns and how they play out. She is someone who's probably very, very good at negotiating, very good at getting the deals done. Deals and contracts are going to be important to her. She's a naturally born salesperson. Oh, and I forgot that part with her G center is that when the chips are down, when, you know, things are down and out for her, she's going to always come back to questioning her lovability. That's part of that undefined G center, is like, am I really lovable at the core of who I am? Now, the defined will center is interesting to me. I attract a lot of clients with the defined will center, and I have an undefined will center, which I've been deconditioning for about 4 years now. So the gifts of the defined will center are supposed to be standing in your power, having willpower, being assertive. You know, there are lots of times people with it. I mean, I can spot a defined will center from a mile away because they just have a different air about them. And Allie, with being a manifestor as well, you know, we say that manifestors have closed and repelling auras, and I hate that languaging. How I explain it to my manifestor clients is more, they're people who don't need people, right? They can initiate, they can just do the things. And they have this aura about them that's can be a little bit standoffish or intimidating. Lots of times they'll explain it that they've been conditioned not to be intimidating, or people will say to them, you're just too intimidating. So, and that can live with the will center as well, with the defined will center as well, can be that little bit of intimidation, that little bit of, well, who do you think you are? And the people with a defined will center and the manifestors really are here to be like, well, I'm all that in a bag of chips. I'm a snack and a half. Thank you very much. You're welcome. That is the energy that a manifestor can carry. That is the energy that a healthy defined will center can carry, is like, I'm all that. Oftentimes the conditioning around that defined will center is that you need to play small. And that's definitely the manifestor conditioning as well, is play small. Don't outshine anybody else. You think too much of yourself, you're too big for your britches. All of these things live in both the manifestor conditioned and the defined will center conditioned. So for Allie, a lot of her work will be really starting to decondition those things that she's always been told about herself, and to learn to stand in her power, because she's here to be powerful and she's here to lead. A lot of how she does this is through her intuition. She has a beautiful channel 5720 of presence, of being really present with her intuition, and that is connected to her throat. So she's designed to speak intuitively. Allie has an open emotional solar plexus, which means that she is an empath. It means that she'll feel the feelings of others deeply, and she will tend towards conflict avoidance and people pleasing because it's just easier for her. She has a defined root center, and actually there's quite a few gates defined in her root center. A lot of ambition. I think ambition, yeah, it's her conscious earth. So that's what she's grounded in, is her drive and her ambition. This pressure center, this root pressure center, it operates in pulses. So the energy of the root center pulses on and off. It's the center for adrenaline in the human design body graph. And it is a center, even with this gate 54, oftentimes people with this gate 54, they need a lot of physical activity. And your defined root center needs physical activity. Activity where you actually sweat, you know, HIIT workouts, running, biking, whatever it is for you. You know, the perfect exercise for you is the exercise that you will do. But with your defined root center, you really do need to exercise. And with that gate 54 defined, it tends to need a lot of movement as well. So that's going to be really important for her. And again, with Allie, we see that she has some projected energy between her spleen and her root center. So it's always about being invited to speak. It's being asked to speak these things. She has the channel of struggle, which I hate that languaging, but it's more of you'll have to struggle, but you'll learn through your struggles. And this lives in a few places for her. She's going to be an experiential learner. So she's going to have this with this channel of struggle, this 2838. She's going to have that being an experiential learner. She's also going to have it with gate 36 defined in her emotional solar plexus. Gate 36 is all's well that ends. It's like, I'm just here for the experience. I got to experience it for myself. It's Evel Knievel energy. And she's a 3-6 profile. So third line profiles are all about learning through experience. And they have a lot of conditioning around making mistakes. Why do you have to try everything yourself? Why can't you just learn from what I tell you? You know, you can never be told anything. And it's like, yeah, you're right. If as a third line, you can't be told anything. You have to experience it for yourself. And she has a sixth line. And a sixth line is the role model. However, for the first 30 years of your life, you're in a third line phase. So I can only imagine Allie, I think she's definitely over 30 now. I can only imagine her in the first 30 years of her life. And how much conditioning she has around trying to do things the right way, trying not to make mistakes, messing up. You know, there's a third line saying that is move fast and break things. And that's literally how you're learning. You're bumping into life and life is bumping into you as a third line profile. So if you have a third line or a sixth line in your profile, and the profile is the two numbers that after the decimal on the top two on the black side, top two on the red side on your chart, it will be listed where it says what your type is. If you're a generator, a manifesting generator, whatever, it will give you a profile as well. 2, 4, 1, 3, 3, 6, 4, 6. There are 12 of them, but that's where you'll find your profile there. So hers is a 3-6. So if you have a 3 or a 6, you need to know that you're going to be an experiential learner for at least part of your life, if not all of it. The conditioning of Allie, I think for the most part, is to stay small. It's to stay small, to not take up too much space, to not be too loud. Now, she is a talkative person as a manifestor. She's going to need to talk things out and hear what she has to say in order to know what she thinks about something. She's, you know, manifestor always has a certain degree of needing a sounding board. But there's been a lot of conditioning for her, would be my guess, around owning her voice, around owning her power, around being okay with being a big freaking deal. That's a lot of the conditioning of manifestors. And when she feels like she's not enough, she's going to question her own lovability. She's going to feel a sense of inadequacy. She's going to feel like she's making all of the mistakes. She's going to maybe try to control the outcome. There's going to be a lot of themes playing out for her here. A fear of failure will come up for her over and over and over and over again in her life. So that's just a little high level overview of a glance at this chart. That was what, 20 minutes or so? That's a glance at this chart. If you would like to start to unpack your own human design, I invite you to schedule a reading on my website. It's vickidixon.com, and that will be listed in the show notes. A reading is really the best place to start. It's about 75 minutes of us just diving in and having a back and forth conversation. So imagine if Allie were here with me right now. And she'd be able to say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up about the experiential learning, because this has been my experience. And then we start to look at ways that she can decondition herself from all of the ways she's been told that that's wrong. You know, and maybe we're talking about exercise and she might say to me, God, I hate to exercise. I've always hated to exercise. I need some tricks to work around this. My background is in holistic health. So that may be something that in a conversation I could help her with. This fear of inadequacy that's going to come up over and over and over again. How do we decondition that? So a reading really becomes a conversation. It becomes a chance to get to know yourself on a deeper level and also to have some support where it's not just, okay, here's all of the things that I can know about you by looking at your chart. That's great, but it doesn't really help you to move forward in your life. Whereas when you come into a space with me, we get to really unpack what's coming up for you around these themes in your life and how you can really stand in your gifts, how you can stand in your purpose, how you can use your design in your business, what's going to come up for you in relationships with others. Like we know for Allie that she's going to question her lovability. We know that she's sometimes going to feel lazier than some of the people in her family because she's going to need some time alone and she's going to need some time to rest. We know that her tendency is going to go to people pleasing and conflict avoidance. Think how that plays out in relationship. And we can do a lot of work around that, even in a 75-minute reading. So that's my invitation for you today, is to take a look at the website, schedule a human design reading if you feel like that's the next best step for you, and keep following along with Unjaded. Every time I do a specific type episode, I'm going to do my best to do a specific type reading episode right after it. So there will be the type and then a deep dive as we go along. I don't know what is going to happen with this podcast because I'm a manifesting generator and I live in response, but this is what's happening now. Subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, please. If you're enjoying it, if you're finding it valuable, please leave me a positive review. It really does help, and share it with your friends so that we can all stand in our power and live a completely unjaded life. That's the invitation for you.